This podcast, hosted by Terry Cowley, profiles participants in the current Fairly Leadership Program, Goulburn Murray Community Leadership's flagship program, which provides an opportunity for people to develop leadership skills across the Goulburn Murray region, to explore the main issues facing the region, and to assist in bringing about positive change.
Well, it's about the time of the week when we continue our Fairly Leadership series. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the mic this morning Craig Emmett, a fourth generation dairy farmer in Stanhope. Good morning, Craig.
Morning.
What kind of a morning are we having this morning? Have you got a bit of rain happening out there?
Yeah, it's been a bit drizzly this morning, yeah. It's a bit wet and slippery, yeah.
So you would have been out already?
Yeah, now up at 5 o'clock, yep. So I milked cows and fed them, put them away. So
it's good to know when I'm getting up early for radio that there are plenty of dairy farmers doing it as well.
That's good.
So you're taking part in the Fairly Leadership Program this year. What made you want to put your hand up to do that?
Well, I guess the main driver behind it was a couple of friends that I had do the program last year, and they very much encouraged me to do it, told me how much they enjoyed the experience, and it was one of the lady who did it last year, who was also sponsored by Gardner Foundation. So she was the kind of give me the push I needed, I guess, to do it. So
you're sponsored by the Gardner Foundation. I think you can probably put it more succinctly than me, but basically when the dairy industry was deregulated, a sort of a pot of money went into forming the Gardner Foundation to sort of continue to fortify dairy communities in Victoria.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Brahmi used to own like brands like Big M and things like that, and they were sold off and were privatised or whatever you want to say, and yeah, that's the money left over from that.
Yeah, it's a great thing to see that trickle-down effect still happening in our dairy communities. So looking at a bit about your background, you're very much a local product, went to Stanhope Primary School, Kybrom Secondary College. From what I'm reading, it looks as though you left school and went straight onto the family farm, but then you maybe thought, because it's interesting for me because this is exactly what happened to me, went to school, went straight into work, and then went kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I really know as much as I need to know here.
To an extent, I guess. I actually went straight to uni, straight out of school, doing a different course altogether. I did commerce and arts, actually, but wasn't for me. So I only did that for about a semester, and then pulled pin on that and went back on the farm because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And then after a couple of years, I did enjoy it a bit more than I thought I did, so that was when I decided to go and do my agriculture degree, yeah.
Do you think it was important to have some time away from the farm?
Yeah, definitely. At the end of my degree, I worked as an agronomist out of Echuca for a couple of years, and I think that experience was really good in terms of, you know, working for somebody else and as well as getting some exposure to different agriculture businesses and more of a cropping sense than that.
I guess around about that time when you were considering what you wanted to do, the dairy industry wasn't looking really good.
Yeah, that was also a pretty big part of it as well. Yeah, we were on the back of the Millennium Drought, so back in the late 2000s, it was when I decided to go back to uni, and we kind of were milking a few less cows, so it all kind of played a part as well, yeah, for sure.
What drew you back to the family farm in the end?
I missed it as much as anything.
It's very much a lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I did enjoy the that kind of consulting part of the agronomy that I was doing. I think I'd much enjoyed doing rather than kind of preaching. So it was probably the big driver behind it.
How many cows are you milking now?
Currently we're down to about 150 odd as we dry off and getting ready for spring calving. So I think at the back of the spring calving we'll get up to about 240 cows.
And how are you feeling things are going from where you're sitting in the dairy industry at the moment? Because you are involved in quite a few industry groups, aren't you? Murray Dairy, yeah. And West Goulburn branch of the UDV.
Yeah, that's right. Couldn't be more optimistic, to be honest, at the moment. Just the upcoming milk price for next season, which starts next week, essentially. It just keeps, I think it's our process has lifted their price 3 times already in the last month. So it's pretty well, it's all going to be plus $9. So it's obviously wet at the moment, so which sets us up for a good coming season. There's going to be plenty of water and feed around. So, you know, other than the high input costs of fertiliser and fuel, if that wasn't happening, biggest issue would probably be tax issues.
Right, I see. But despite those high input costs, you believe that everything's still going to be very profitable for local dairy farmers?
Yeah, on the back of milk price, yeah, absolutely. And seasonal conditions are going to be certainly looking like they're going to be excellent. They are at the moment, so...
So what are some of the things that you've been covering in the Fairly Leadership Program that you've really enjoyed or that you would highlight?
There's been a few different things that I've particularly found very very useful for myself and for my business, I guess, and I guess as well the community and with UDV and Murray Dairy in mind. The first one that which surprised me, or not surprised me, but what I wasn't probably fully aware of was the we opened up with early on we had a welcome to country type day with some local Indigenous leaders, and I just found that really interesting as much as anything, and probably highlighted the importance of acknowledgement of country and traditional owners and how important it is to the reconciliation and that being able to move forward together with them and help heal that
injustices of the past.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's interesting you raise that because nearly every member of your cohort that I have spoken to this year has raised that as well.
Yeah, I was just, I don't know, I was aware of it. Like, and you always hear the little, you know, acknowledgement of country statements at the start of a lot of presentations and things, but I probably never really took on board all that much about what they were saying. And then hearing it from the other side, you know, from your local First Nations people, it really opened my eyes to how important it is to do, and that acknowledgement is a big part of the steps towards reconciliation and healing. So,
Some other highlights, Craig?
We've had one immersion day so far, which was over at Rochester and Echuca. That was a really good experience to get to know some local businesses and communities a bit better and go into depth about their approaches to business development and how they've had to work together to achieve some things for their local communities, particularly like Rochester, if they're off of the dairy factory over there, Murray Golan. So that was really good. We've had a couple of more kind of, like in-class type days where we've just been in the classroom with we had one day over at Cobram and as well in Shepparton last week with health and wellbeing, and that was really good as well. Really enjoyed that, learning more about the, you know, looking after yourself and others and the doing some mindfulness things. And I think it's something that's really been highlighted the last couple of years with the pandemic, and I think it's really important that people take the time to work on their own health as much as anything else. So it's been really good.
I would imagine that having a dairy farmer as part of the cohort is really a learning experience for the rest of them as well.
Pardon, sorry?
Having a dairy farmer as part of your cohort, I think, would be really a learning experience for some of your fellow cohort members.
Yeah, for sure. I certainly get asked plenty of questions about what exactly I do on farm day to day and what's involved being a dairy farmer. And I guess you probably take it for granted a bit when you're around your own kind of people, but when you get meet some new people and who haven't had that background experience, it is good actually. One of the guys actually is going to come out this afternoon to visit the farm actually, so that'll be good.
Fantastic. So you obviously wanted to develop your leadership skills. This is a leadership program. That's a no-brainer.
Yep.
But it's not just on farm, is it? Because you're quite involved in the community, in particular in relation to football and cricket.
Yeah, I do captain the local football and cricket teams as well, yeah. So I've been doing that for, I've been involved with them for my whole life, basically, but yeah. So there's certainly aspects of leadership that certainly come into play for my sport, but I guess the roles, my roles with UDV and Murray Dairy probably have a fair bit to do with the reason why I'm doing the program as well too.
How important are the football and cricket and other teams to a town like Stanmore? I'm a Sydney person. Stanhope?
No, they're massive. It plays a huge part in regional Victoria and Australia, I guess, but community sport, it's really that meeting place that everyone goes to it's as much about a social outing as anything, but the town almost revolves around it at times, so I think it's a hugely important part of the social fabric of small towns.
I think it's next month that the next year's Fairly Leadership Program opens for applications. What would you say to anybody thinking about applying, especially perhaps a farmer like yourself?
Just don't be afraid to put yourself in a bit of an uncomfortable, out of your comfort zone to do it, because I really needed a push from others to get me to do it. I was kind of half interested, but I was like, am I really the right person? Does it really apply to me? And I guess the other one was, do I have the time to do it? But now that I've done it, I've been amazed how much I have enjoyed it and how much I'm learning from it. So, yeah, just back yourself and be brave and go ahead and do it.
Great advice. Great note to end on. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Fairly Leadership Participant for 2022, Craig Emmett. I better let you get back to the farm.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Segway Power Sports ATVs, UTVs and SSVs are now available at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. The Snarler ATV bike is capable of carrying heavy loads and is a powerful and technologically advanced four-wheeler. The Fugleman UT10 petrol UTV is one tough machine, designed to lighten your workload and make those trips around the paddock a blast. And fear no place with the Villain SX10, combining extreme performance with modern aerodynamic design. Segway Power Sports is here. Contact Brendan at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, or Paul at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment, Benalla Road, or visit our website, shepparton.mpe.com.au.
LMCT 11819. 1FM sponsor.
Tax time is fast approaching, and now is the time to talk to your tax and accounting specialist to ensure that you are in the best position you can be heading into the end of financial year. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that your savings are being maximised? Call SDP Tax to find out today. SDP Tax are so confident in their ability to save you money, they offer a maximum savings guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest tax savings possible. Don't delay, call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829. That's 1300 346 829.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call, because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
This has been a podcast hosted by Terry Cowley on 1FM 98.5 Shepparton. For more information about the Fairly Leadership Program, go to fairlyleadership.com.au.